Welcome back to the California Conversation. I'm Tess Abraham. Proposition 50 is one of the most dangerous threats to fair representation across California that we have pretty much ever seen. Whether you are conservative, liberal, or somewhere in between, this issue is not partisan, and you really need to know what's at stake and what is going on here. So I am breaking it all down for you today so that you are prepared to vote in this Tuesday's upcoming election. But before we get started, make sure to like this video, subscribe to this channel if you haven't already, and ring that notification bell so that you stay up to date on all things California politics. And if you want more information or sources cited in compiling today's episode, then you should check out the corresponding article on my website, which is linked below. This upcoming Tuesday is the special election that Governor Gavin Newsom has called around the topic of redistricting. And so before diving into what this election is all about and why it should matter to you, I just want to go over a few election and voting basics so that you are fully prepared to engage in this process. So if you are a registered voter here in California, you should have received a few materials in the mail. You should have received your ballot. That's most important. Along with that, you probably got this voter guide in the mail that tells you how to vote, or at least informs you on the issues we're going to talk about today. And then you should have also received this sample ballot. And so this will help you understand what is going to be on the ballot, either when you go to vote at the polls or if you're filling out your ballot at home and then mailing it in. Now, do not worry. If you are not registered to vote, but you qualify to be and you want to be, then you are not too late. You can still register the day that you go vote. So you can go in person, go to a polling center, and you can register and then vote same day, which is a wonderful privilege here in California. So do not let that deter you. Now, if you are voting by mail, then you need to fill out the ballot that was sent to your address, and you need to drop it in a certified ballot drop box by November 4th, which is election day. So you have from now until then. It opened the beginning of October. And so remember that you also, once you drop it off, you can track it. I'll put the link down in the description, but you can go to wheresmyballot.sos.ca.gov, and you should track where your ballot is in the process. Now, alternatively, you can also go to vote in person. And so the polls opened on October 25th, and they will stay open through Election Day. So visit the Secretary of State's website, which I will also link below, to find your polling place. And fun fact, they actually have an app that you can go to that will show all of your polling places. And it will also show like wait times and estimated for when you want to go in and vote, which I think is super cool. They've made it so easy for us to be able to go cast our ballots. So you should check all of that out. So that's really all the information that you should need in order to be equipped to vote. If you have questions, you can comment below and I'll do my best to respond. But really, it's pretty straightforward and self-explanatory as long as you've received all of the right materials. Now, I would personally recommend that if you have not voted yet, that you would go in person. And I recommend that because honestly, it's just a good experience. As much as it sounds annoying and it can take part of your day, and maybe you have to leave work if you go into work and your polling center would be different than where your workplace is, or you have to get off work early, or whatever excuses there are, I know that it can be challenging. I am not naive to that. But voting in person really reminds us that voting is a community action. We are all going together, bound together as Americans who believe in the same fundamental principles of making our voices heard and being able to actually elect our government leaders. And that's just super cool. It is so cool that in our country, we can show up, we can fill out little boxes, they can be submitted electronically. We really did very little effort. And we had a hand, we had a say, we had a voice in who gets to govern our country and what measures are passed and directly how we are going to be ruled. And that just is not a privilege that many, many people have in countries across the world. And so I would just encourage you to go. Not only is it's also better in terms of corruption. There's so many questions around mail-in voting, so you should go for those reasons too. But more than that, again, it's your community. All the volunteers, when I have showed up to vote in person, have been so kind and so cheerful. And even if we are not on the same side of the political aisle, we can still agree that each one has the right, each one has the same weight when it comes to making sure that they are represented. And that is, I think, so important and good to remember. It's good to have that human connection so that we can see that politics doesn't have to only divide us. It can also unite us together, again, as Americans who believe in those fundamental principles. So, speaking of representation, we need to dive into what Proposition 50 is really about, and that is about redistricting, which specifically deals with how people are represented in our state and then in Congress. You may remember a few episodes ago, I talked about the redistricting drama between Texas and California and all of that. So if you want more of the details on it, I'm not going to cover all of it today. You should go back and check out that episode and just refresh yourself on what it is about. But basically, this election was called by Governor Gavin Newsom in an attempt to redistrict California through the legislature rather than through our state's constitutionally mandated process, which would be to use a bipartisan commission to redistrict every 10 years when the new census is released. So let's just back up for a second. What exactly does this mean? Well, to reiterate, districts are geographic areas that divide up a state or a city for political representation. And so each district is going to represent a group of people who will vote for who they want to be in the House of Representatives at the federal level in order to represent them. And so it's really important how these people are grouped up because you want to be voting with your community in a way that you're voting with other like-minded people. And so what often happens in states is you can see gerrymandering where people try to either break up certain demographics so that they can never have the majority to vote, or they try to split them off so much that they might have one or two representatives, but they can never get a majority across the state. And so districting is how California as a state makes sure that every single person, whether you're in a rural area or you're in a big city, has representation in government for what they value and the ideas that they want proposed. Now, the way that these districts are drawn was actually decided by California voters back in 2008. And so in 2008, a ballot measure was passed that established an independent bipartisan commission that would oversee drawing the district maps. So now this power was actually included. It was added into our state's constitution. And the reason that that was done is that voters did not want in future years for politicians to be getting involved in drawing district maps, because politicians are partisan. And so you could have a Republican or you could have a Democrat in power who says, I'm in power and now I want to use the power of the legislature or my governing powers in order to redraw the maps in a way that gives more representation to my political party or people who agree with me. And so voters said, we don't want that. We want it to be independent. And in our state constitution, it actually also explains how the members of the independent bipartisan commission are to be selected. And it includes representation from multiple political parties. Now, you can make the argument that California is currently gerrymandered and that there is a lot in favor of one political party. But aside from that, the overall sentiment, the underlying idea, was to try to prevent politicians from getting involved in a way to support their own group of voters or their own political party. What you are voting for in Proposition 50 in this special election is whether or not that constitutional process should be upheld for the next 5 to 6 years, or if it should be overturned so that Governor Gavin Newsom can redraw the district maps through the power of the legislature and not the bipartisan commission that will influence the 2026 midterm election, the 2028 presidential election, and the 2030 midterms. As it stands right now, Republicans currently hold 9 out of 52 seats in the House of Representatives for California. Republicans are so far in the minority. But here's the thing. Governor Gavin Newsom has promised that if Proposition 50 passes, that he will use the legislature to redraw the maps in a way that Republicans only have 4 out of 52 seats. So it would take away 5 seats of representation from Republicans across the entire state of California. So, why should you care? And I want to talk to both sides here. I want to speak to my fellow conservatives, but I also want to speak to my Democrat or more liberal friends, because I believe that regardless of political party, you should care about this issue and you should show up to vote on it. To my fellow conservatives, I feel like it's pretty obvious why you should care. Losing 5 seats is huge. Moving from 9 to 4 is just terrible. And I want to reiterate some statistics, because in the last 2024 general election, 40% of Californians voted for President Donald Trump. That is huge. That is so much more than in previous presidential elections. That says something. 40% of our state who showed up to vote wanted to vote in line with conservatives or with Republicans. That is way more than even registered voters, because like we said last week, 25% of registered voters in California are Republicans. So clearly people who don't have the Republican Party preference are still voting for them. But it also speaks to representation in our state. Do you think that it's fair that 40% of the population should be represented in Congress by 4 out of 52 seats? If you do the math, that's just 7%. 7% to represent the 40% of voters who wanted Donald Trump. That makes no sense. That is so unfair. It doesn't even make statistical sense to have 9 out of 52, let alone to move it down to 4 simply out of anger toward Texas, anger toward Donald Trump, or just a desire to see your political agenda advanced. Gavin Newsom does not care if you are fairly represented in your government. He does not care if your values are heard and listened to. He does not have a desire to be a governor for all Californians. All he wants to do is advance his political party because he is so fixated on hurting Donald Trump, who he hates so passionately, that he will hurt his own people. He will hurt Californians. He will take away what would actually be fair to them in order to just get more Democrats in Congress. That is wrong, and you should care about that. We cannot be apathetic about this. Gavin Newsom is spitting in the faces of 40% of Californians who said, I know, Gavin Newsom, that you would have me vote for Kamala Harris, but I am voting for Donald Trump because you have done such a bad job as governor that I need a president who will make enough change that I hope that it trickles down to my state. He took an oath, Gavin Newsom did, when he became governor, to represent Californians. He took an oath to listen to us. He took an oath to be our governor. And he is walking away from those responsibilities because he just has a desire to see one political party in power. And he will criticize Donald Trump for doing that. He will say that Donald Trump is doing that, but then he is turning around and doing the same thing, but even worse, because he is hurting the very people that he was elected by and elected to represent. Do not let him off the hook for this. We cannot just not show up. We can't just not care what's going on. I don't care if you think that your vote matters or not. I don't care if you think elections are rigged. I don't care if you think that we have no shot or no chance. Show up and vote, because it is one bubble that you have to fill out to show Gavin Newsom, no, I am not letting you abuse your power, and I am not letting you walk all over the conservatives who live in your state who matter just as much as the people who agree with you politically. And that is why, to my Democrat friends, this should matter to you as well, because this issue isn't a partisan issue. This is about fair representation. And you desire to have your voice heard in your state as well. I believe that your voice as a Democrat matters. I believe that you should be more represented in our House of Representatives than conservatives. Why? Because you make up the majority of the voting base here in California. 45% of you, of registered voters, are Democrats. And so I think that that should be reflected in the numbers. I don't think that we should have a conservative majority here in California, not based on how people want to vote, no matter how much I wish that more people wanted to vote conservatively. I am asking you to care about the same thing. I am asking you to want Republicans to be fairly represented as well, even if you don't agree with them, because everyone in your state should be. I am asking you not to let your feelings about Donald Trump, not to let your feelings about this administration or about Gavin Newsom or about Republicanism and conservatism in general, I'm asking you not to let that sway your decision on Proposition 50. I am asking you to vote as though you are part of the opposing political party. This will hurt your fellow Americans. This will not hurt Donald Trump. He does not care. He has enough representation. He's not worried about what California is doing. This will not hurt him. This will only hurt people who are just like you, people who should have the same representation as you in your state, but who disagree with you. And so the answer is not to gerrymander them out of their representation? The answer is to debate our ideas. Talk about why we believe the things that we do. Convince me if I am wrong, and let me convince you if you're compelled by my arguments. That's the answer. Not just taking away people's seats as though it's so flippant, as though it's just something that he can do because he is the governor, that he has waved his wand and say, I get to take these seats away from my opposing political party. None of us should be okay with that happening. All Californians deserve fair representation that is guaranteed to them under the Constitution, and our state should have to go through the process that you as voters put in place in 2008. So please, please, before Tuesday, vote no on Proposition 50. Thomas Jefferson put it perfectly when he said, "We in America do not have government by the majority. We have government by the majority who participate." California will only continue down the path that it is on if conservatives do nothing. And as George Washington said, the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of the Republican model of government are justly considered as deeply, perhaps as finally staked, on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. Our state has been entrusted to you. Apathy is how people lose the freedoms that they love. If we believe that California is worth saving, then we have to act like it. Vote today. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I hope it was helpful for you as you navigate voting in this special election. As a reminder, all the resources that I have talked about today when it comes to the election are linked below in the description for you. And please, please, please make sure to get out and vote. Please spread the word and share this show with your friends, family, and fellow Californians so that they are inspired, motivated, and informed to be able to vote no on Proposition 50. And I'll see you back here next week for another episode of the California Conversation. Conversation.